March 14th. You're listening to a group of nerds sitting around talking about paranormal stuff in the basement of a cabin in the woods.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Nisa.
I'm Whit.
So how you doing, guys?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Not the cable.
Things are falling apart. So this first podcast is going to be pretty unstructured, just us sitting around talking about whatever.
The good old bullshit.
The good old
shooting
bull
dookie. Good stuff.
Shooting
whatever comes to mind.
But then after this, they'll be a little more structured, a little more themed, if you will.
Themes.
So I've got a new story for you.
New story?
What you got?
Hey, by the way, I'm going to have to find a new story.
So there's this cute 12-week-old golden retriever who's nicknamed the Unicorn. When she was born, her name is Ray, by the way. When she was born, her ear somehow got ripped off coming out of her mama.
Poor baby.
Yeah. But the other ear, as she grew up, moved to the center of her head.
Like an antenna.
That's weird.
But she's so cute.
Oh. She's really adorable, though.
And Ray, by the way, is ear spelled backwards.
Yeah.
And there's a cutesy little video that goes with it.
There's no Y in ear.
It's also spelled R-A-E.
I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Would you like to hear another little news story?
Sure. What else you got?
So they've recently discovered a new planet. They just discovered like 3,800 new planets,
by the way. But they can't make Uranus one again?
Wait, Uranus has been a planet.
It's Pluto.
But no, they've actually discovered like 380 new planets right on the edge of our solar system. So technically, they're in our solar system. But they've discovered an alien planet that's a gas giant similar to Jupiter, but it's much, 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 much bigger than Jupiter. And it actually has large amounts of iron in the atmosphere. And one side of the planet is always facing the sun. So the other side's always colder. By colder, I mean it's only 2,700 degrees Celsius.
That's a good old ice temperature. Some good old cold brews can be shared on that side of the planet.
The sunny side is 4,300 degrees.
You can fry an egg.
But what happens is that the iron vaporizes in the atmosphere. And then strong 14,000-mile-an-hour winds push this vaporized iron to the colder side, where it hardens, and then it literally rains iron.
Sounds like that would hurt.
Sounds like a Vin Diesel movie.
Iron Rain?
It's Riddick.
Yep, that one. Riddick, Iron Rain.
Riddick, yeah.
At least they think that's what happens, because they can detect it, because they can't see it, because, you know, Hubble can't even see the moon. But the vapor goes around to the other side where it's colder, and then it never comes back out the other side. So they assume that it's cooling down, hardening, and falling. My question, where does it keep replenishing iron from?
But it's a gas
giant. There's no surface.
Yeah,
so it just falls through to the
other
side.
To the other side.
Yep. Well, that's all the news I have.
So we're all nerds. We all played Magic, so we all know what trisodecaphobia is. Mm-hmm. We all know what this is. Fear of Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. In Italy, they don't have Friday the 13th. They have Friday the 17th because they have Roman numerals for 17 that spells out the word vixi, which means I have lived, implying death.
Oh,
spoofy.
But speaking of Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th of this year was the 23rd anniversary of the Phoenix Lights.
Phoenix lights.
Which they still do not know what caused.
What is a Phoenix light?
They say they were flares, but they were not flares.
Yeah. What is that?
The Phoenix lights were this event where these lights, I think there were six of them maybe, in a giant V shape, popped up over Phoenix, Arizona. Hundreds of people saw it and recorded it. And one pilot was in the air at the time and saw it. And it only came out this past year that pilot was Kurt Russell.
Yep.
The actor.
That's cool.
Yep. Nobody knows what it was.
So green men, aliens.
Aliens. Definitely aliens. They said they were doing some kind of maneuvers and they were skydivers with flares, but the lights never moved or shifted
at all.
I think
there were only five lights. I don't think there were six.
Was this during the day or night?
Dusky nighttime.
That is the one with the V, not the one with the big half circle.
Right.
Yeah.
The V.
Wait. So it was that.
Like a V-shaped formation.
That's no skydiving flares. What is that? That's spooky.
So they said that it was a triangular formation of lights that passed over the state. They were stationary. The Air Force claimed that second group of lights were flares from an A-10 Warthog.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
However.
Always a however.
A request in 2019 revealed that the Air Force claimed they didn't drop any flares that day.
I didn't know that last part.
Freedom of Information Act. You can do that kind of thing now. Their governor was one of the witnesses who saw the lights. Huh. That's my news stories.
That's pretty good. You got anything, Whitney?
I found a news story just now.
Yeah.
It was on my front page of Google.
Uh-huh.
It's about Nintendo and how they prevail in lawsuits over Switch console and Joy-Con design. Apparently, they were in a lawsuit about the Switch. Had no clue. It says, after 2 years, back and forth, the Switch design has ended in a win for Nintendo. Claiming the Switch was too similar to a game tablet and Nintendo's Joy-Cons were ripoffs of the Snap-on tablet and cell phone controller from a company called Game Vice.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And apparently they were like, you just stole it from us. But Nintendo being Nintendo, they won and, well, Game Vice has nothing to do with it now.
Yay, Nintendo! Yay!
I think it was just a lawsuit over the design. I don't really think there was any, like, settlement.
Yeah, it was like, we get to keep our design, back off.
Yeah. Yeah, so they got that. So that's cool.
That is cool.
The Switch is still going strong after 3 years.
I like mine.
I like mine, too.
They're great.
And that was the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, news.
So, our podcast. We're just going to talk about paranormal stuff and strange...
Nerdy stuff.
Nerdy stuff, some strange things going on.
Spoofy.
There's enough coverage going on of coronavirus. I think we can skip that topic.
There's a virus. Wash your damn hands.
But is that really paranormal? Conspiracy time.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely odd. So are there any paranormal, conspiracy, weird, whatever things that you used to believe in, like Die Hard, that now you're like, yeah, okay, that's totally bullcrap.
Hmm.
I've got two.
You got two?
Yep.
I kind of got one.
I got one.
Okay, I'll do one, and then let y'all do one, and then I'll do another.
Sure.
The first one that I no longer believe in is Atlantis.
Atlantis.
The city of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that, like, proven that it was actually a real thing, though?
It's sort of a real thing, I think. Plato. He was an author. Science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anytime you write science fiction, you take a real thing, and you change it to mm-hmm. make it a science fiction thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a city past the Pillars of Hercules where he said indoor plumbing, some other technology I can't think of. And there's another city that was this vast trading city. So he said that's what they did there. It was all trades, goods, big marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just put the two together and made up a new city for his book.
Called it Atlantis?
Called it Atlantis.
Yeah, but there was a thing on the History Channel about finding it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole series. And they,
a lot of them.
Yeah, but... one of them found it. Or they found a place, which I guess is what you were just saying.
Yeah.
Like the place it was based off of or whatever?
Yeah, I just assumed that that was Atlantis.
Right. I figured that was a place it was based off of. Because it didn't have quite the technology that he said it would have. But it was pretty close. But there's still, you know, Edgar Cayce was a famous psychic who got a lot of stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
He said it would be found from the air around 1969. I think he even said in the Bahamas. In 1969, a pilot discovered the Bimini Road in the Bahamas. It's a bunch, it looks like big, giant pieces of stone all lined out like a road under the water there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about being all psychic and all is that you don't really know. He could have just picked up on, there's this thing somebody discovered that everybody says it's Atlantis. Doesn't mean it is.
That's true.
I guess I'll go ahead and go into my second one,
yeah,
which is the Bermuda Triangle.
I mean,
I don't believe in that anymore.
You don't believe in
it
anymore?
You don't believe in the Bermuda Triangle anymore?
I mean, there's some spooky stuff that goes on.
Yeah, man.
Right.
What happens to all the people? What happens to all of it?
Where'd they all go?
They die.
Yeah, but where do they go?
Where's all the...
under the water.
Yeah, but why can't we find it?
If you look at the amount of ships and planes and stuff that have vanished there, it's no different than any other body of water in the ocean at all.
I mean, you might be right, but...
the only reason it got famous was because Flight 19, the military flight, that disappeared, training flight. But it's pretty well believed now that the teacher just misidentified the Bahamas as what he thought were the Florida Keys. So he thought that if they flew out, turned north, they'd be going back into Florida. But if he was in the Bahamas, he would just be going further out to sea.
Mm-hmm. And then
eventually they just ran out of fuel.
Just went down.
Yep. Which we had a remote viewing group, which I'll get into on another thing one day. We looked at it and found that pretty much the same thing. The misidentification of land. They were extremely worried and panicky.
And cold.
And cold.
Yeah.
So, seems like they just crashed.
No.
But surely some billionaire at this point has searched the Bahama areas as well.
Yeah, they searched everywhere, but I mean, look at MH-180 or whatever it was that went down. They still haven't found that.
Yeah, I thought they did find that.
Not that I'm aware of.
You mean the recent one that just disappeared?
Yeah.
No, they never.
They never found that one?
No, yeah, they did. Yeah. Well, they found parts of it.
Yeah, they found some of the fuselage.
I thought that they found
what
they thought was it, and then they said it wasn't it.
Oh, I don't know about it. I didn't know if they said it wasn't it. I thought, because there was another one that went missing, but they did find that one. That one did crash. But the other one, I thought they found, like, just pieces of it off the shore.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of, too.
No, it could be the second one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still find it interesting, but I don't think there's anything to it. I think it's just the ocean.
Yeah.
Stuff sinks, stuff crashes.
I mean, but isn't there like some kind of weird like magnetic stuff happening there too?
Yeah, electrical readings and magnetic.
Is there? Or is it just stories? I mean, when is the last time anything has disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle?
That's true.
When's the last time anybody's recorded odd storms just popping up or electrical readings?
Maybe it only happens every so many years.
Maybe it only happened back then before they had GPS and awesome equipment and they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
That's true. But why didn't pirates disappear in the Bermuda Triangle?
Pirates are awesome.
That's true. Good point. I'd like to be a pirate.
And if a pirate goes missing, or whoever's chasing them really going to go, oh, darn, we should look for them. It's like, did you hear that Bucky Buckaroo, the pirate dude, has disappeared? And they'd be like, no, but great.
I want Bucky Buckaroo's booty.
Good old booty.
So I used to believe, and this one's kind of a silly one. It's not anything based in scientific or worldly views. But I used to believe that if you dreamt of a perfect stranger, someone you've never seen before in your life, that they probably at some point had that same dream. And you were just interacting in each other's dreams.
That's interesting. But you don't believe that anymore?
I don't believe it anymore because there would be way too many people in this day and age trying to figure out who's in their dreams and tracking people down.
But what if, like, no one ever thought of it? Which, I mean, people also probably think that, but...
But I also kind of felt like if you're, and especially if you have, like, multiple dreams about that person, that it's like, maybe you're fated to meet them at some point or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
All I know is...
I would be meeting a lot of famous people.
Then. Right, this was saying, like, all I know is I've not been in a moonlight bath with Keanu Reeves in a golden pond yet, so...
I've had a lot of weird dreams since I've graduated college. This started before I was in college. Since I graduated from high school, I've had certain dreams of being stuck in high school, and it's weird.
Yeah.
And each time it's always been like with someone famous, like quote unquote famous, like, I don't know, a streamer, or like a big streamer, yeah. Or like sometimes a movie star or something like that. And it's just like, why are they here at my high school? And why are we in high school? Like, why am I back in high school?
I used to have a recurring dream of running late for school. But it's always something stupid like, oh, I got to be at school in 15 minutes, but I'm in Greenville, which if you're listening to this and you don't know, that's like an hour away. So I'm not going to make it on time, but I'm rushing and trying to get there anyway. But in actuality, it's like, who cares? I'm late for school.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, it's shifted to running late for work. And it's the same kind of thing. I'm so far away, it's impossible for me to make it. Or I just forget how to get there in the dream. It's like, I have no idea how to get to work.
I do that in real life.
But in real life, it's not that big a deal. I would just call in and say, hey, I'm going to be late. But in the dream, it's like, oh my God.
I have dreamt multiple times, like two or three, not like all the time. But I've dreamt a couple times that I've been at some party. Don't know whose party. Don't know what's going on, but I'm bored out of my mind. So I find this room and I'm sitting there playing Xbox with Snoop Dogg. Because, I mean, why not?
That'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. I don't know. It's always for me, I'm in college and I need a credit, but for some reason I have to go back to high school to get that credit. But like, I'm still like my age. I'm
21
still,
Jump
I'm still,
Street, man.
Yeah. Like I'm still over 21. Like I'm still an old person that should not be in high school anymore, but I'm back at high school with all the people. And so like, I'm going to all the classes but I always forget that I have one class. And that one class that I went back to do is the one that I needed, and I forget that I'm in that class, so I never went to that class. It's weird.
I'm pretty sure that's an Adam Sandler movie.
It may have been. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he did go back, but no, it's not really like that.
Those are weird. I don't really have weird dreams like that. I have, like, strange dreams, but, you know.
I've had another dream a couple times, several times, where I was back in high school.
Really?
And I was walking around, and I'm in high school, and I'm thinking, I'm too old to be here.
Like, exactly.
And then I'm like, wait, I've graduated. I don't have to be here.
And then you just leave.
And then
I just leave. And then it's over. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, wow, okay.
Exactly. I've had that dream several times. Mm. They say, going back to what you said about faces, they say that your brain analyzes everything while you're asleep.
It just puts it all together in a mishmash.
That's when you actually learn.
Yeah.
Your brain takes it in through the day, and at the end of the day when you're asleep, it processes it all. And they say, oh, if you dream about somebody you've never met, you've seen them on TV or in the background somewhere and didn't realize it. I, just to flip this thing for a little bit, instead of things that you used to believe in that you now don't, here's one that I used to not, but now I'm not so sure, which is reincarnation. So what if when you have that, what if it's not a dream, it's a memory?
No, yeah. Because this feeling when you have a type of dream like that is really strong when you wake up. So
really strong.
See, I would move belief to disbelief to that's plausible.
Right. I'm not saying I believe in reincarnation, but after hearing all these children talk about, oh, I used to be a girl and it's a 2-year-old.
Yeah, or that's where I got killed.
What she's talking about, there was a kid, they were walking down the street and he told the dad, that's where I was murdered. The dad's like, what? The kid was like 5.
Wow, that's spooky.
Like, yeah, I was killed with an axe right there, and I was buried over on that hill.
Was there actually a body buried on that hill?
Yep. The dad was just like, okay.
That's spooky. We'll get
you somebody you can talk to.
You need a therapist in your life.
Something like a year later, they went to bulldoze all that up to build something mm-hmm. and found where a person had been murdered with an axe. Wow. And the kid had said that he was killed with an axe.
Mm.
How would a kid know that? He wouldn't.
That's true. He would not know that.
So A, past lives. B, all of our consciousnesses actually connected together in some ether somewhere, and maybe other people's memories slip into our head every now and then, like a radio wavelength.
You don't really hear about that as like when you're an adult, though.
Not a lot, but there's people who do.
Hmm.
There's past life regression.
I think a lot of it has to do with the whole thing with kids. When they're younger, they're more open to stuff because they don't know any better.
That's true.
They weren't told not to believe in it yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't taught out of them.
Mm.
Do you think that kid at any other point in his life is going to say anything like that because he's just going to get sent to a boring therapist's office? No.
That's true. I mean, even if you did think that now, would you tell people, hey, I used to be the Queen of England?
I knew a guy that used Probably to do not. That. He believed he was the reincarnated Queen of England and somebody else that fought with a sword and believed it to the point where he would dress up as these people and go out in Greenwich Village and live his life. And people just thought he was crazy. And he might have been. He was a little wacky, but he truly, honestly believed these things. And he had this old brooch that no one could explain where he got it from. It was an old English brooch.
But how would he carry that over into a different
I have no
life?
Idea, unless he just bought it somewhere, but...
He just found it? Like, he knew where it was?
Yeah.
Hmm. That could be weird.
He was pretty entertaining, though.
At first, it was like, oh, well, that could be reincarnation. And then it just jumped to, yeah, and the guy's just kind of crazy.
He was a little wacky, and he would be the first one to tell you he was a little wacky, but he would also tell you, but I really believe I'm the Queen of England, or Don Juan DeMarco, or whatever.
Of course.
Of course he was Don Juan DeMarco.
But here's the problem I have with a lot of that. Nobody's ever, I was a plumber.
Yeah, they're always
It's always, I was somebody, I was Earl Flynn, or I was Queen of England.
Yeah, but wouldn't those people that were like that want to...
Remember people, that?
Want,
yeah,
wouldn't it would want be... people to know that they were like that? Because, like, if you're a plumber, you're not going to be like, look at me, I'm a plumber.
Unless you're the guy that invented indoor plumbing, and then, hey.
Because, like, wouldn't all the queens and kings and higher-ups have the ego? Like, look at me, I'm more important than you. And now that you're just a normal, if they did come back, now they're just a normal person. But they're like, oh, my ego, though, blah, blah, blah.
But if it's a past life memories that you're having, you should remember all this stuff regardless of how famous you were.
Yeah, but look at the people.
No, it's not that you are trying to convince yourself. It's that you're convincing others because you were already there.
So you're saying just because they're a new person, they still have that ego.
Yeah, because it's from the old... I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say, as far as bragging on it, okay, so maybe you don't brag that, hey, I used to be a plumber, but maybe you've never fixed anything, you've never plumbed anything, but you could re-plumb an entire house, not have to learn the first thing about it.
Right, but I'm saying that if you felt like you were used to be somebody different, whether you were a plumber or a blacksmith or whatever, seems like you would still want to tell people, ooh, I believe I used to be somebody else. Or are you saying that it's only the people with the big egos that want to go out and tell people?
Yeah, I was saying that it makes more sense that, like, the higher up, like, if you think that you were a higher up person and back in the day, and then that you were reincarnated or you are now just a normal person, that they would be the people that would want to...
Especially if that thread is still within you to be like, that's the life I'm supposed to have. That's the life I deserve. People need to know about that.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't think any of, like, common people would be fighting or would want to be. I mean, like, they might mention it, but I don't think they would be like, oh, I don't deserve this life because that was their life, you know, like style or level.
Yeah.
Their two lives level. Were equal.
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
I get that.
Yeah.
But see, I also like looking at it from a religious standpoint, or at least a Christian religious standpoint. A lot of people would say, well, no, that goes against everything in the Bible. But it doesn't really. Because there's a lot of people who believe that when you die, you just stay in the ground until Judgment Day or whatever, and you get called up, and then the dead in Christ rise first and all that. Well, if they rise first, where are they? Are they floating around as ghosts? Or are they just sitting in their bodies? Or do their soul just go into a new body over and over and over?
So
it doesn't really go against it.
But where does the new people come from? Like, think about it. If we are just the same soul from different people, and we're just waiting for whenever Judgment Day happens, blah, 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 how are new people, why is the population getting bigger if there wasn't going to be more, if there weren't a lot of souls back then?
I mean, new.
So they're new. So where?
So there can be new souls, but there can also be recycled souls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine, think of like a factory. The factory line's still going to pump out the new stuff. It's just going to recycle some of the old stuff and pump it out on a different line.
Hmm.
I imagine.
Yeah, that could be how it goes.
Or it could just be that there's a whole lot of people that have lived on this planet. I don't know. I was listening to something on Art Bell one time, and that guy, who's supposedly an expert, really know how you can be an expert in something we don't even know if it exists, but he was saying that the belief was basically we're energy beings. Our soul is energy.
Mm-hmm.
When we die, we go back to where energy beings live, and then we can decide who we want to be and what we want to do. And it doesn't matter if it's in the past, the future, or present of when you died, because time is all relative anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could just choose when and where.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't believe that at all. I'm just saying that's one of the theories.
So when you die, you get to choose. You can be anyone.
I don't know if you get to be anyone or just what you want to be. Like, I'm going to be a famous actor. You can't say, I want to be whoever.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to choose, I'm going to be that homeless vet living on the street?
Yeah, maybe all the good positions were taken. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no one. You don't get to choose. No one's going to say, I want number D or letter D.
I don't know. If you lived forever and your energy was constantly recycled, you don't think at some point you might go, you know what? I've been rich. I've been the Queen of England. I've been a famous actor. I'm going to try bum this time.
I don't think so. No.
No.
You might.
Nah.
No.
I doubt it.
Just be a porn star over and over. That was fun. Let's do that again.
I like having a big dick. Let's do that again. What's this little dick doing on me? I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I don't think you get to choose, because who's going to choose the bad stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So what you got?
Is that me? Okay. I would say, okay, so I'm not really a big reader, but I used to read the Spiderwick. I think there's Spiderwick. Yeah, Spiderwick Chronicles. That shit was cool. It really got me. I was like, that's cool. So I wanted that to be real. Like, I wanted that to be like, that's real. But it's
okay,
not.
Tell me about Spiderwick Chronicles, because I don't know what it is.
It's like a fairy tale type creatures. Like, think of any fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really like all happy, happy. They're the same creatures, but they're not like, oh, we use like everything. There's a lot of like.
The movie was good.
Yeah, the movie was good.
You don't remember the movie where the girl had to look through the stone to be able to see them, and she's fighting them with a sword in the backyard? Yeah. They're trying to eat her.
Nope. Yeah. Did we watch the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, like, the whole concept is they move into a house, and then she finds a stone, like a little ring. It couldn't look like a ring. And when you look through it, you see a whole new world.
Oh.
It's not like the world changes around you. There's just a lot more.
There's things you can't normally see.
Yeah, there's fairy tale type creatures,
yeah.
But they're not like all happy, happy. They're a lot of them are like, hey, we don't like you. We're going to hurt you kind of thing.
But they don't hurt you until you can see them?
No, they hurt you.
You just don't know they're hurting you.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
Like, you trip and fall over a silent monk.
He doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, well.
They generally leave people alone, it seems like, but they can if they wanted to or something.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a whole new, it was another world that was within our world, but we couldn't see.
Like the demons in Constantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I wanted that to be real. And then I just kind of grew up and I was like, yeah, that's probably not real. But, I mean, if it is real, that'd be pretty fucking cool. But I'm just like, it probably isn't, which is sad. Because I forget what the little helper person was, but I wanted one of those fairy boys.
The little Dobby kind of thing.
It was pretty much Dobby.
Don't give him a sock.
That's what I wanted. I was like, that's so cool.
Now I'm going to have to read those books.
They're very short. They're intended for kids.
Okay.
They only made a movie out of like the first one, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, it went through like there's two series. There's the first series, which is like 5 or 6 books, and then there's a second series that was like a spin-off kind of thing. But the first
that would
one
be cool though
one.
If they lived just like in an in a veiled place of the world can't see.
Yeah,
people say that's what Bigfoot does.
Yeah, he goes in between.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a interdimensional being, and that's why they just vanish.
I have a cousin that she wants to meet and marry a Yeti or a Bigfoot.
That's not weird.
That's all.
Big dick.
Yeah, big hairy dick. All it is.
You think the dick's hairy?
I imagine so. Actually, you know, other animals, I guess they're not. So probably not. But that'd be really weird to see
big furry dick.
See a big furry person, and then all you see is like just this fucking dick hanging off that's not furry. That'd be kind of.
So I think we decided if we're gonna have a PG-13 or not. Sounds like not.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of people that believe in Bigfoot around here. I think he's real, probably.
Oh, he's real.
He's just really good at hiding.
I mean, there's not one of them. There's a lot of
them. Well, yeah, but...
That's why you can't find it. There's only one.
Yeah, there's only one
Bigfoot
person.
And he moves a lot.
Yeah. That's all he does is move.
Yep. He's in Florida next week, I hear.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the concept of having... Well, I mean, we find new creatures every so often.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. And especially, like, the giant squid thing's fucking huge. And we didn't know about it until, like, it washed up on shore. And then they found it out. Like, there's only one video of, like, a real one or a live one.
Yep.
And I'm just like, wow, those things are, like, massive, but we only have one video of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what else could be down there? Who fucking knows?
And the thing is, where they're located, like, the upper Midwest and all,
mm-hmm.
and super remote parts of Canada, everybody says, oh, well, we would have found it by now. You just assume that there's hundreds of people walking around in these woods, and there's not.
Yep.
There's not that many people exploring these woods at one given time.
Yep, and why would you?
I grew up playing in the woods constantly. I mean, if it wasn't raining, or just, I was going to say super cold, but no, if it wasn't raining, I was in the woods playing. Do you know how many, I don't know, because they were like, oh, animal bodies, there would be bodies. Do you know how many dead deer I found, or dead bear I found? None. But we know they're there. I see live ones all the time.
Yeah.
So just because it's dead don't mean you're going to see the body.
Yeah.
Something drug it away and ate it.
Yeah. But at the same time, you would feel like just statistically we would have found one.
You would think.
But, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying.
Interdimensional being? Or they bury their dead?
Why would be an interdimensional being instead of just burying their dead?
I would agree more with the burying the dead.
I would too. I'm just throwing the theories out there that I've heard.
I've heard the whole interdimensional being thing, but that's like putting them on a whole new level, which I guess that's how they kind of were intended to be. Like if they were just if this is just one big giant fairy tale kind of thing, like it would make sense that they would have those kind of powers. But like, what if they're not? Like if they were real, I wouldn't imagine they would have those powers. But if they do have those powers, that would explain why we never find.
Yeah, I think it's more. I mean, if these things are supposed to be like some sort of cross between a gorilla and a human, both of which have pretty similar brain patterns and brain activity, why can't they have the same bury your dead?
I mean, they build structures.
Yeah.
So it's obviously
they communicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have basic building skills.
Yeah, I would definitely say they probably bury them.
I would think so.
Yeah. Weren't you telling me about those people that shot them, but then they were never tell where the bodies were because they were afraid that they were real people or something?
They looked so lifelike that they were afraid.
Or so much like humans.
Yeah, that's what I meant, that they would be arrested.
Except for the big hairy dick.
Yeah.
Did they say something about it?
You can't tell me that's natural. Look at that.
It's huge.
It looks like it's got a freaking wiener dog down there. No, they did not go into genitalia detail.
That's a shame.
Other than to say they could tell one was female, one was male.
Look, if I ever find a Bigfoot, the first thing I want to say is like his dick was massive or his dick was tiny. That's how it's gonna be.
What if it's like a dog? Just it don't come out, so you don't know.
That's a shame.
All I want is for one person who videotapes or records a Bigfoot to not have shaky footage.
Yeah,
that's true.
And these people are always like, oh, what's that? I'm gonna record it. Okay, great, record it. Hide behind a tree. Do this and just hold your phone out there. Don't like shake and give us crap.
Mm. Also, at the same time, if you were out in the woods and there was something walking on two legs, I think I would be a little shaky.
If it was obvious that it wasn't a person and it wasn't a bear, if it were obvious to you,
I mean, even
that it was Bigfoot, would you try to run over to it and go, hey?
Hell no, I'd be walking the other fucking way. I'd be gone. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Here's the thing you got to remember. Nobody's ever been killed by a Bigfoot that we know of.
That we know of. They bury their
dead. They bury their dead.
I ain't no.
They
ain't.
Bury you. Oh my God, a lot of people go missing in national forests every year.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're being murdered by Bigfoot and buried.
Yep, that's what it is. We just
and then Bigfoot paints a smiley face on a tree.
Mm. What?
This is where I buried one of y'all.
I'm never going in the woods again.
Yeah, I don't. No. If I was roaming the woods and I saw anything walking on two legs that wasn't a human, even a human, I'd probably go the other way.
Yeah, because you're like, why are you in the woods?
Yeah, like.
And he's probably thinking, why are you in the woods?
Exactly. So, yeah, no. If I'm in the woods and anything's walking on two legs, I'm like, nah, I'm out.
I'm done.
I don't care what you are. Like, I could have found and had the opportunity to actually be credited for finding a real Bigfoot, and I'd be like, nah, fuck that, I'm out.
Nope, done.
Like, I'm not.
You wouldn't even do the shaky camera thing.
No, I would be like, that's two legs. All right, I turn around. I'm out. I ain't walking that way. No. Mm-mm.
So, note, Witten will not be going on Bigfoot hunts.
No. I would record it, I think. I don't know if I would run over to it and just be like, hey, we've been looking for you. Because if it is just a wild animal that we haven't discovered, it going to murder you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd set that camera up on a tripod and port it to the stream and take off.
You just happen to have a tripod.
You're out there looking for Bigfoot.
That's you're true. Out there on a hike.
No.
So what you're saying is if you had a camera and you had a tripod because you were looking for something and you saw it, you would set up the stream to like Facebook Live or something and then pretty much just threw away that camera because you're not going back.
The people that are listening can't see this.
There's a free Galaxy S8 out there in the woods.
Go find it. Have fun.
The people that are listening can't see me, but even if I run from Bigfoot, I ain't getting far. So.
I mean, they do climb trees, right? Like
they throw rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw rocks and hit branches against.
I don't stand much of a chance of getting away. The least I can do is provide the world with footage.
That's also a good point. Because, like, would anyone have a chance? Because we don't know how fast they are. Like they could be like a cheetah. They could run.
I'm going to try. Just walking,
they have like an 8-foot stride.
Exactly. Yeah, so, like, if they were full sprint, I'd imagine they can cover some ground.
He could walk faster than I could run away. He's just going to lumber up to my fat ass and knock me out.
Just solemnly stroll your way.
He's just going to meander over.
Here to murder you. Have fun. He starts talking. What if it's like...
an intelligent being? Yeah,
like they can actually talk, but they just choose not to because they just think they're so above us. I mean, what if... Now we're in the what if part. They're not interdimensional beings, but they're just very intelligent sub-race of a human okay, so caveman happened, then there was like a smart caveman, and then the dumb caveman. Dumb cavemen are just the normal population, but like the few smart cavemen are what are now known as Bigfoots because they decided not to use their smarts for like, you know, clothing and like machines. Well, even though they probably make machines and stuff, but like they're still like in like the Stone Age machines because that's all they needed. That's all they need. They're not really like into material things.
So they're like the Amish of the caveman world.
Yes, but like they're better.
But they're the elves of the human world.
But they're human.
Yeah.
Well,
but they're like, you know, they're the next level.
Yeah.
They're literally the missing link.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you're saying they just haven't made contact because they're above us and they're like,
yes. We're monkeys to them.
What if they come running up to us with their version of a camera?
We've been finding you.
Yeah, we've been trying to find you. Every time we run up to one,
they take
off and run away.
Or they kill themselves.
Or they shoot us.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's why it's a mystery.
That's a good point. Just maybe they're intelligent and they're smarter than us.
They just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't care. They're just like, we're just going to live our lives. Y'all can screw off. Technology and stuff, we don't need that. You never know.
Luddites.
Don't make up words.
I didn't. You can look it up. It's a real word.
I don't know. If this were Scrabble, I would not count that.
I challenge you to find it in a dictionary.
I don't need to find it. I know it's not a word.
I can't reach my phone or else I'd prove you wrong.
I know it's a word. I've heard it once.
Twice now.
Ooh, third time's a lady. So is there anything that you didn't believe in that now you think you might?
Other than that?
Oh, that like I actually, I don't know, that RV thing. Looked into that a little bit since last weekend.
Oh, yeah? Remote viewing he's talking about.
Yeah, remote viewing. That seems really interesting. I didn't really look into it a lot because I did it and then I kind of forgot about it, not to be completely honest. But like the little bit I did look into it, that's pretty interesting. I don't know. I guess I never really truly believed in like spirits and stuff, even though probably real, because we can't prove that it's not, but we can't prove that it is. And I guess I kind of lean more towards the they're probably real than I did before.
That's because Jamie keeps scaring you with ghost stories before you leave our house.
Yeah, this house is haunted.
This house is not haunted.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
It's just a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, it's not really that spooky. Outside is spooky, especially when it rains and the road is like black and you can't really see because there's not much. Then it's cloudy at night, and so there's not really much moonlight. No, that's spooky. And
outside is spooky, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yes,
that picture spooky. Behind you did get knocked askew somehow.
Nope, it's been like that. I mean, it wasn't like that until just now.
I mean, it wasn't like that when we bought the house.
No, but it's been like that for a while.
I don't know. I never come down here.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy down here. I told her that we can't have a discussion on ghosts or anything like that until, like, Halloween, because you scare too easy.
Because I scare too easy? It's not really that I'm scared. It's because I'm scared. No. It's fine. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
I still go back and forth on the whole spirits ghost thing. I believe there's something. I don't know if they're dead people.
That's true. They could not be dead people.
I don't know. I believe in ghosts. I believe they're there.
I believe they're there. But are they dead people?
Yeah.
Well, there's several different kinds. There's the kinds where you live on a lot of quartz crystals.
Oh, yeah.
And the energy is basically recorded and it just plays back. And that's when you typically get hauntings that are just repeats of themselves. And then there's like poltergeist activity.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's the straight up creepy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's...
Yeah, that's the spooky shit.
But then there's like, people will see something and they can actually talk to it and it'll talk back. But then it's usually gone within a second or two. Or they'll just see it and it'll see them and then it'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
They caught an EVP where they said, "Where's Bethany?" And then the EVP they caught said, "Well, I'm right here." I'm wondering if in 1812 or whatever year it was, there's Bethany sitting at her desk writing a letter to somebody. And then she just hears the voice, "Where's Bethany?" And then she goes, "Well, I'm right here," and looks around and don't see anybody. Like it's some kind of weird. Because another theory is that all of time is actually taking place at the same time.
Yeah.
Like the past, present, and future are actually all happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just little tears in time.
Yeah, maybe when you see somebody walk by and you're like, "Whoa, what was that?" And they're gone. Maybe you just caught a glimpse of who used to live here.
Man, you make things so complicated. It's just ghosts.
Just the white sheets. That's all they are.
Maybe it's all of the above. Why can't it be all of that?
It could be. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, true. There's definitely something to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think so. True, okay, for sure.
So
for
sure. What about that? To go to an episode of Ghost Hunters way back when they found the thermal imaging capture of the guy coming out of like a door, like a locker. What is that?
Yeah, like the hat and you can see the number on his arm. Yeah. Hmm. Is it a dead guy?
Or is it somebody coming out of a door in a time rip?
I don't know.
Could be a dead guy. It could be the time rip thing.
I think that's the thing that we don't know.
Time rip sounds like a bad 80s movie.
And then people, you know how people do with things that they don't know? They make it worse. They're afraid of it. So they make it creepy.
That is
like,
true.
Oh, I saw a guy that was there. No, he's not there. Must be a dead person.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. All I know is I grew up across the street from a cemetery and I was scared to go outside at night, so.
Yeah, my house, a church was built beside us and there were talks that they were going to start a cemetery. And I was like, nah. If they do that, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
Like at the time I was under it, I was not 18 yet. I was like, nah, I'm moving out if that's the thing. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm not living beside a cemetery. I'm not doing it.
The preacher's kid actually was playing around in the cemetery at night one night and one of the gravestones fell over on him and pinned him. It's like, yep, nope.
Mm-mm.
Not happening, buddy.
Cemeteries don't bother me because it's not the dead people you got to worry about. If you're in a cemetery at night, I mean, who knows what else is going on there? I mean, if you were going to do some pretty shady deals, it'd be a pretty good place to go.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have balls to do some dealing in a cemetery at night.
Why? The dead people aren't going to bother you.
I don't know.
Hmm. Other things that I believe in now. Hmm.
Do you have something you used to not believe in that now you do? Like the whole remote viewing thing, I used to believe. There's probably people out there in the world that are psychic to a point. Not many. Like, I believe there are psychics. They exist somewhere, somebody. Because I've had too many dreams come true. I had a dream come true a good year after I had it. Because there was a point where I just started logging them all. Because I could kind of tell which ones might come true. Because they were so real. And it was usually mundane, stupid stuff. Like, why would I dream about working in a warehouse? And then I would tell her about them. And then when it would happen, I'd be like, remember when I had that dream like 6 months ago? And it would be that exact same image, that exact same everything. So I thought, I don't believe the TV psychics are real. I don't believe the ones you call are real. I don't believe the ones on the corner are real. But I think somewhere out there in the world, somebody can do it. But then I discovered remote viewing, which isn't exactly psychic, but it kind of is. And then I'm like, that's insane, because there's no way that's coincidence.
Going back to the psychic call center thing, I had a guy call me one day, tell me that Miss Cleo had a message for me. And I'm laying on my bed, I'm flipping through a magazine. I'm like, yeah, okay. He's like, I need you to take down this number and call it back. I said, okay. And I'm just flipping through my magazine, and he reads me out the number, and I fake, like I'm writing it down. Okay. He goes, can you repeat that number back to me? And I could not, because I was paying attention. He was like, or you could get up off your bed, stop reading your magazine, go to your dresser, get that pen and write the number down. Okay.
Was this a dream or was this?
No, this was real. Like, the guy called me and I was like, okay. And I went and wrote the number down. Never called it, but.
Oh, maybe you should have.
Okay. So you were laying in bed reading a magazine. And the guy said, or you could get up off the bed and read. No, that's when you leave. What do you mean? You're like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll go do this now since you just said what I was actually doing word for word. Okay, I guess I'll listen to you. No, that's when you're like, excuse me? Why do you know that? And where are you?
Sorry, well, I mean, wrong number. I didn't want to sound stupid. He was calling me from a psychic hotline. So, I mean, how do you know that? Oh, I don't know. I'm psychic.
I don't know. It's creepy.
Maybe Miss Cleo wasn't psychic, but that guy was. I don't know that there's anything that I used to not believe in that I do believe in now. I don't know. I mean, other than RV, which I didn't know existed until.
Yeah, I guess. You can't really not believe in something if you didn't know right. It exists.
Well, I remember seeing a thing on remote viewing years ago, and I thought, wow, that's really interesting and cool. And like our government did it and put money into it for years, so it's got to be real. But you probably got to be like psychic to be able to do it. And then I found out, no, anybody can do it. Apparently everybody's psychic. It's not even hard. There's nothing to it. You just learn a protocol and it works. But I didn't know that. I just thought, oh, that's interesting, and then moved on with life.
Maybe astral projection or out-of-body traveling or something like that. I don't know.
The astral projection I've never believed in. I want to.
I don't know. That snapback effect hurts, man.
Well, see, out-of-body experiences, I believe, happen because people on the operating table and stuff, when they die, and then they come back, and then they say, I saw my family in the waiting room. I walked out into the waiting room, and they were talking about whatever, and then they're like, oh my God, that's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's interesting. Different than a near-death experience. Near-death experience is when you were like, I was in the tunnel, and I could see my life review, that kind of thing. Like, the out-of-body thing, maybe, when you die, makes sense. Your soul's leaving anyway, right? And is it your soul, or you are the soul? And you just possess a body.
That goes into the whole thing of what is the soul? Like, what part of your body holds the soul and stuff?
Wasn't there some scientist that weighed a person right before they died? And then when they died, he weighed them again and they were lighter?
He had them, basically the bed on a scale, zeroed.
Mm-hmm.
And he found that when a person dies, and he had a, like walls around it and stuff, kind of, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like a tray, so that when you evacuate your bladder when you die, it would all be caught. So no weight is being lost. And he found that like 0.045 grams went away for some reason when you die.
Hmm.
And he measured several people before somebody told him it was inhumane and took it away, the project away from him. He measured like 5 or 6 people, and it was always that exact same weight.
Hmm.
Side note, how was that inhumane?
Experimenting on dying people.
Yeah.
I don't know. This was like 1800s, so they're like, that's bad, Clay.
They used to set their dead up to take pictures with them. I mean.
Yeah, that's fine. I do family photographs and stuff with like dead kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy. But anyway, astral projection. So if you're dying and your soul separates from your body, assuming you have one, it kind of makes sense that you'd be like, oh, I walked in there and I saw this and I saw that. And then, whoop, I snapped back into my body. So you saw stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to just lay in bed when you want willy-nilly and go, I'm going to separate now and fly around.
Or unknowingly do it.
I'm going to go to the 5th dimension now. That sounds cool. I'm going to go stand on the Sphinx of Egypt because I can. That sounds cool. But I've seen no proof that doesn't say those people were just dreaming, like really lucid dreams. Because they can't say, anybody's ever said, I've astral projected. I can do it whenever I want. I trained myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you know? Have you ever walked into another room where people are and see what they're talking about and stuff and then wake up and go in there and go, ooh, this is what you were talking about? Nobody ever says they have. So how do you know you weren't just dreaming? Like a really lucid dream that you could control.
That's true.
So until somebody has some kind of proof of that, be easy to do. Just set up some cameras. This is 2 different rooms. This is Jim and Bob talking about going fishing next week. But Billy don't know what they're talking about. We're about to wake him up. They wake him up. And he's like, whoa, they were talking about going fishing. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be weird. What's another thing?
That I didn't believe in that now I do?
Yes.
Aliens.
No, I've always believed in aliens.
Same.
There has to be.
Have they visited the...
100%.
There's one thing to say, they definitely exist because the universe is too big, but have they made it here?
100%, I agree.
Definitely.
There's too much weird stuff out there.
For realsies. Something that I didn't really believe in, but now changed my ways. Huh?
Hmm?
What?
What?
Ground.
Nope.
I've always believed in the ground. It's right there.
Gravity, man.
I can see it.
I'd say clowns.
Clowns. I believe in clowns. I've seen them. I don't know, something that I now believe in that I didn't used to.
It's hard to think of because, like, I have a pretty open mind. There's not, if it can be explained or presented in a way that doesn't feel stupid, there's not much I'll say, no, I don't think that would, I don't think that happens. I don't think you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I believe in everything, and the things that I'm still not sure about, I want them to be true. But at the same time, I have enough reason that if it comes out with, I mean, just like overwhelming evidence, not like swamp gas or something stupid like that, that this is what that was,
mm-hmm.
then I'm like, oh, okay. Like Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm.
Chupacabra, those two girls said that it was a thing standing up on its hind legs. It was a devil, had pointy horns and a long nose or something. Snout, and it had fangs, and it hissed at them, and they ran away. Well, then these cops going down the road caught that wild dog that looked like a mutant. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It had shorter front legs than it did back legs. It had no fur, because they said this had no fur.
Yep.
Had an elongated snout with a massive overbite that made its teeth constantly hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's assume this thing stood up on its hind legs or something, as dogs sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a 7-year-old girl that lived in a village.
Or Witten.
And you lived in a village that didn't have a lot of TV and movies and stuff like that. Yep. You would probably be like, oh my God, there's the devil too.
Yeah.
So Chupacabra's real, but it's just a wild dog.
Because there was a lady in Arizona or Texas.
Texas, I think.
Yeah.
She had one that, alive.
Well, she shot it. It was in a cooler or something, right?
She had it in a cage.
Yeah, that's right.
She had trapped it, and the city told her, you live in city limits. If you have a wild animal in your house, you could be arrested. You have to let it go or kill it. So she had to euthanize it, and now it's, like, stuffed. But it looks exactly like what those cops
They finally determined it was just, like, some weird strain of red, hairless, hybrid dog.
Mm-hmm.
But you figure, like I said, if you're a 7-year-old girl, they could have come up from Mexico into Texas easily.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chupacabra is only seen in that area,
mm-hmm.
and down in Central America.
Yeah, I would think that. I mean,
we have hairless cats. Why not have hairless dogs?
Yeah,
yeah. So you want to do crop circles?
Sure.
We'll do crop circles.
Crop circles.
So join us next time for episode 2 of A Cabin in the Woods. Crop circles.
Hmm.
Bum bum bum.
Probably didn't hear that. We're going to do crop circles.
Crop circles.
Crop circles.
Yes.
Why are they only in crops?
Why are they only circles?
Oh, but they're not. They used to be. They started as circles. Then the aliens got complicated. They're not kids with boards. Not all of them.
All right, this could be for next time.
Right.
Episode 2.
It's a teaser.
EP 2. Roman numeral 2.
Next week. Maybe the week after. Depends on if Witten's got a date.
Wow.
Ooh. So join us next week for Crop Circle.
Crop Circles.
Children with boards.
That's great.
They got boards.
I don't know what Witten's thought on next week's topic is, but I think that he doesn't believe in crop circles.
They got boards.
He totally does not believe in crop circles.
I don't know. I don't know much about it other than that children with boards. I don't know. I've always viewed crop circles as just pranks.
Yeah.
Which we can talk about next.
Exactly.
So did you do your research? Yeah, I bought a board.
I'll bring a board.
You have crops, right? Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
We hope we didn't bore you too much. Yes. If you're offended, sorry.
So thanks for listening. I'm Jamie.
I'm Nisa.
I'm Whit.
Bye.
Bye.